99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
So, apparently, RSVPing back to a wedding invite with maybe next time is not the correct response. I always learn things the hard way. Good morning, folks. John Potter, live and local. It's called The Weekend each and every Saturday from 9 to noon. Your phone calls are welcome, and congrats to our winners of tickets. We have more tickets to come with the Backcountry Festival in this hour. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. Kind of open topic, but of course a lot of attention paid to Memorial Day weekend, which it is. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. And thank and give a prayer for those who made it all possible to keep our freedoms in this country. So today, they have the gravesite decorating at Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Fernley. Now, on Monday, the Memorial Day ceremony is going to be held there, governor attending, 11 a.m., that's in Fernley, at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery Monday, which is Memorial Day. In Virginia City today, going on at noon, just 1 hour from now, the historic V&T Railroad takes riders to kick off their train season. Also at noon at VC, the Memorial Day Celebration of Heroes Parade right on C Street. That is our local Memorial Day Observance Parade on this weekend, right on C Street, honoring the men and women of the military who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Good news, if you're driving anywhere, well, first, I just checked, no crashes in the area. But if you're driving anywhere, NDOT has put a pause on local road construction from now until Tuesday. No lane closures on 580 between that Villanova and Moana project, the big one. Work has also been suspended on the Spaghetti Bowl for that express project and also on the Pyramid Highway between Queen Way and Golden View. And at Tahoe, no lane closures at the Route 28 and Mount Rose Highway intersection. And that's due to, well, they've been repaving for quite a long time, but it's going to be really good when it's finished, right? So that's an update on traffic at the moment. And also, and as we wait for Backcountry Festival to call, I was in, as I mentioned before, I was in Las Vegas recently. If you haven't been, I mean, we're talking about travel now and 3-day weekends. I have to tell you, the harassment of tourists walking the strip from hawkers remains. Boy, does it ever. As our culture of civility devolves into the abyss, the harassment is worse. There was a real gauntlet of hucksters on the strip on my last trip. I went to Las Vegas to see Barry Manilow and Luke Bryan and Rich Little. How white is that lineup? This one guy walking around just walked right in front of me. I have no idea what he was selling. And he just yelled in my face. And I politely walked around him. And he came up and said in my ear, "Excuse me, sir, are you racist?" Okay, he was black. And I turned around and I faced him. I stuck my hand out and he grabbed it. And I said, "I'm a local." You know, that was always my out with solicitors back when I lived there. "I'm a local," because, you know, you're pestered, you know, timeshare places and things like that. And they leave you alone because locals don't need show tickets for sitting through a timeshare presentation like the tourists do. And we're still locals. We're Nevadans. I said, "I'm a local, and I hope you can have a talk with Jesus to take that resentment away that is leading your life." And I walked away. You know, I have to do that sometimes in Reno because I've lived here most of my life. And, you know, it's hard to live somewhere all your life without some people disliking you. It's mainly because I was, you know, I was a public person. And, you know, some people I've never met don't like me. Some of it comes from what Channel 2 is telling people. Some don't like something I've said. I mean, not all things I say are just golden nuggets, you know, of wisdom. Some do not like humor. They're serious all the time. They take too much personally. Some people who listen to this show are offended that I'm not a Trumpster, and I'm not. Some say America is a sad, violent country. I say the opposite. And for some weird reason, that bothers people. Some people, not all of them. But anyway, with that said, calls about race on this local show, I think we've had one or two already. I wish I didn't get any more. Because some white people have grievances against black folks, and some blacks have issues with whites, and complaining about it goes nowhere. It's whining. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling anybody? We know there's unfairness out there. You're not saying anything new. We all know there's an imbalance when it comes to race. I won't lecture you, and I can't help you. We don't need to hear another story about how life isn't fair. Only you can have the real power over your life. And that was Martin Luther King's message. Don't be a victim. Do the positive moves to make your life good. I was hosting a talk show on another talk radio station. I'll let you guess which one. And this guy called up complaining about the 7-Elevens in Nevada. He went on about how our 7-Elevens are manned by Indians and Pakistanis, and how they don't understand English well, and they mess up his receipt, and they don't clean up the parking lots, et cetera, et cetera. And he says it's unfair that most of the 7-Elevens are owned by Indians and Middle Easterners. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I said, this is what I told him. I said, here's what you should do. I saw this brochure in a 7-Eleven once about having your own 7-Eleven franchise. You should call 7-Eleven or go on their website and inquire about opening up your own 7-Eleven store. Take the training they offer, hire some people, and do what those Middle Easterners did. They started with nothing. Think of what you could do.
Well, they don't offer the same help to white people.
You know, I think that's what the guy said. Really? Well, then don't open your own 7-Eleven. Go to the Arco or somewhere for your coffee. The point is, there is unfairness everywhere. And when you complain like he did, it's whining. And it's a life of resentment that is a life wasted. Gosh, life is so short. And we're wasting time with things like that. Have I been a victim of discrimination? Absolutely. 1984, I hosted a very successful morning show in Rochester, New York, and word got around, and the big city stations started courting me. One in L.A. wanted to hire me. Their program director, his name was R.J. Curtis, you can look him up, flew across the country to meet me and offer me mornings in Los Angeles for like $300,000 a year in 1984. That's like $500,000 a year. And I call a week later, and he said he had to retract the offer. The company said it was deficient in its minority hiring quota. He said, sorry, John, but you're not Hispanic. We can't hire you. Did I cry? No. Well, I was close to. Did I call the radio company and threaten to sue? No, I'd have to hire a lawyer who will just take my money. That's unfair, too, but that's the way it is. Did I call my stupid, clueless congressman at the time and ask him to do something about this discrimination against white people? No. Even if he was not stupid and clueless, he couldn't do anything. The government is not looking out for us. They're not looking out for anyone. And it's incompetent. Some things, the cards are just stacked against us. So I was crushed at losing that big job, but I got over it fast. My best job offer after that was $40,000 a year, being a news anchor and reporter at the ABC TV station in Las Vegas. I took that job. Did I save much money? No. I couldn't buy a house. But I had about the 10 best years of my life working in Las Vegas. Money truly does not mean happiness. I heard that when I was younger, and I thought, oh, right, yeah. Well, when you're 69, trust me, folks, I think you'll think differently. Your internal fortitude and positive thinking, being proud of your hard work and friends, that brings happiness. Money, no. It actually brings problems. Have I had low, depressing things happen in my life? Absolutely. Losing a job that I love to Channel 2, no severance after 20 years, replaced by a 28-year-old? Yes, that was hard. No other TV station was interested in a 68-year-old has-been. Relationships? I've been divorced 3 times. I don't recommend it. People change. It happens. Hard lessons learned. You move on. You have to. That was hard. Online dating? I never got a second date. Often not a first once they knew that I had been married 3 times. My core values, I often say I'm my dad's son, but a lot comes from my mom, who lived a very poor life growing up in the Depression. She was a very pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get on with it mom. That was mom. Dad's philosophy was always look forward, never behind. So I was preparing to move and leave Reno after what happened at Channel 2 and start over until I finally met one woman who took a chance on me when she had every reason not to. Oh yeah, people warned her, but she believed in me. I got right, and she literally saved me. And I'll start to cry if I go on about this, but my heart is just filled with thankfulness for everything. And I thank God every night for this kind soul who rescued me. People like that are out there. You have to give them a chance and change your thought pattern from resentment to joy. Hardest thing I ever had to do, I know, for you too. But I'm here to tell you it can be done. Yes, it hurts, but you persevere. You overcome. You have to. I don't know anyone in this life who has had it easy. The mind is an amazing thing. It'll show you how beautiful this world is if you let it. You have to feed it to get there. Positive thoughts, a heart filled with gladness at the gift of life that's been given us. Most people today don't even look around at the nature and the beauty around us and realize how incredible this gift is. So don't even waste a day or even an hour being upset. It's a waste. Life is short and time is precious. You have to overcome. That's life. You only have the only you have the power to control your life. They can only control your life if you let them. So how did this start? Oh, yeah. No more calls about race, please. It's divisive. Also, there are many people who have to pray at the altar of hard work, break through, and refuse to be defined by the restraints and boundaries of small minds, politics, and racism, and build a great positive life for yourself. Reach for the stars. Okay, it's 11:19. Boy, did I go long. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
I heard this, and it's absolutely true, folks. Beanbag chairs are Venus flytraps for anyone over 50. Hello, I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Much has been said about these tickets we have to the Backcountry Festival. My email's not open. Craig has the tickets, and we have how many? 10 pair?
We have 2 pair for the Backcountry Festival. So 4 total tickets, and they're day passes. You can use them any of the 3 days, but only for that one day. And then there's 2 VIP passes that we have to give away. That I believe, if I'm not mistaken, get you the whole kit and caboodle all 3 days.
Can we do a call-in?
We can do a call-in or we can do a text-in, either one.
Yeah, let's do a call-in, because the whole thing with the Backcountry Festival,
right,
the acts, the music.
Over 30 acts now lined up.
Oh, my gosh.
For the 3 days.
First ever. Now, I do have some notes on this. I'm so prepared. Corley Ranch, it's next weekend. Corley Ranch in Carson Valley. Live music, barbecue, and brews at the first ever Backcountry Festival. There are tickets for you. Corley Ranch is the real deal. It's a working cattle ranch and farm in Gardnerville. 300 acres of lush pasture below majestic Job's Peak and the other scenic Sierra Nevada mountains. Boy, this is exciting, and it's next weekend.
Yeah, second, third, and fourth. So
they're even selling camping packages for you to, because your ticket is good for 3 days of shows, of concerts. Let's take calls right now and just tell us what the best concert you ever saw was. Number 775-884-9910. Talk to us briefly about the best concert you ever saw, and we will give you a pair of tickets to this amazing event happening next weekend. Best concert you ever saw, Craig?
Neil Diamond at Lawler Event Center in the round.
When was this?
1985, 84.
Yeah, I figured we'd be talking way back. I have a gripe against Neil Diamond. I lived in Vegas 10 years. He never played Vegas. He looked down on Vegas. He wasn't going to have anything to do with Vegas. Well, now, after 2000, now he's doing Vegas. But certain celebrities back then, when I was living in Vegas for 10 years, it was beneath them. Mel Torme, I'm talking to you. Everywhere but Vegas he was playing. The best concert I ever saw was the last one I saw. Luke Bryan, best show I've ever seen. Saw him at Resorts World. I love Manilow. I've seen him a few times because I don't know how he does it, but he loves performing after 50 years. Honestly, you can tell if the performer wants to be there or they're going through the motions. Manilow wants to be there, and you enjoy somebody's company when they act like they are happy you're there. Unlike Rod Stewart, very disappointing. Just goes through the motions. Can't wait to get off stage. Let me see. Who else? Doobie Brothers. 3 years ago, they were outstanding. They played here. I think it was Silver Legacy. Doobie Brothers, outstanding. They opened up for Steely Dan. Of course, there's only one member of Steely Dan left, and he did not want to be there. But the Doobie Brothers did, and they were outstanding. So I say Luke Bryan, Manilow, the Doobie Brothers. Sounds like a white seniors playlist. All right, let's go to the phone. And Ben, thank you for calling in to Live and Local. I'm John Potter. What was the best concert you ever saw?
Well, he's already off the line, but he's really looking forward to
talk to him.
Yeah, no, I hit the wrong button. Instead of putting him on hold for me, I hit the cancel call. But anyway, he's very looking forward to this. I've got three other lines ringing now, so John, give me a second. I'll get somebody up call. Listen.
Very cool. Very good. First concert, folks, I ever saw, 1972, 1972, freshman year of college. I saw the Association, and they were opening act was Malo, One Hit Wonders. They did the song Suavecito. Suavecito, eh, hey, eh, hey. And the Association, I love the nobody knows what I'm talking about. They had a lot of hits. The radio, now they stopped playing the Association like 2 decades ago. And that was astounding to me to see. That was a great, great time. They got a little dirty with the audience, the Association. The lead singer got out there and he goes, and I guess this is their routine, right? The lead singer looks over the crowd and he says, "Oh, we have some beautiful ladies here in the crowd, and you all look like beautiful flowers." And the bandmate gets up on the mic and says, "Yes, and flowers are edible." And everybody in the crowd goes, because I went to this straight arrow Lutheran college in Indiana, Valparaiso, Indiana. So that got me hooked on concerts. And that is why we go to Vegas all the time to see shows. Well, yeah, right. White person's shows. No, I like music of all types. I really do. Let's go to the phone. It's Tony got tickets at 775-884-9910. Tony got tickets to the Backcountry Festival. Congratulations, Tony. What was the first or best concert you ever saw?
So probably the best one is there's a company called Salesforce.com. They put on a convention every year for their customers, and they book these really cool bands. And so it was a Metallica / Janet Jackson concert. So we spent half of the concert time at Metallica banging our heads, and then we wanted to go dance with some girls. We figured it was probably better to go over to the Janet Jackson side. So we switched over about halfway through. But it was a really fun time and probably the best concert I've been to.
Oh, see, they tried to please everybody. All they were missing. And all that was missing was a Tony Bennett, really.
Was in San Francisco, so it should have been Tony Bennett, right?
Yes, old people aren't allowed to see a concert in San Francisco. Very young, professional crowd there, like you.
Yes, very much.
Well, Tony, enjoy the Backcountry Festival next
weekend.
Thank
you so much. I appreciate it. Love you guys' show. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you, my man. Again, folks, next weekend, Corley Ranch, Carson Valley, live music, barbecue, and brews. First ever Backcountry Festival. Tickets are there for you online. You can buy, and they sell package deals to where you can camp out for the 3 days. And if you don't know, Corley Ranch is the real deal. It's a working cattle ranch and farm at Gardnerville, 300 acres of lush pasture below majestic Job's Peak and the other scenic Nevada mountains. Ryan is the guy putting it on, and he might be calling up, excited to what a scene this is going to be. All right, we're going to break for Fox News and be back. You can still feel free to call and talk. Concerts, boy, that's a good topic. 775-884-9910 is our number. Fox News time is 11:31.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter. We're taking calls in the order they came in. Penny, glad you called up. Welcome to 99.1 FM Talk.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Good to hear your voice, my dear. What's up?
Oh, hey, I called in because I say you guys were giving away tickets to an awesome concert.
Yes, well, we had a couple of pair. I guess my producer will have to tell me if those are taken. Did you win them? Yes, you're a... Okay, yes, you're a ticket winner. You have to answer the question. What's the best concert and or the first concert you ever saw?
Or the worst.
Or the worst.
I have to tell you, back in the 90s, I went to a small little concert in Bakersfield, California, and saw Garth Brooks. He was crazy and awesome.
Crazy and awesome. Yes.
Yeah,
and I'll
he's
tell you
crazy
what.
Crazy as they say.
Yeah, which is weird because I met him personally backstage, and he is the most polite, soft-spoken person who is so concerned about, it just blew me away. I guess he has to be that way because, you know, you get tired of being the crazy entertaining guy on stage. But anyway, great call.
Yeah. We saw him way before he got real popular, and he was just so humble and wonderful.
And you like country music, don't you?
Love country music.
Well, you're perfect for these tickets to the Backcountry Festival. And we talk about seeing somebody before they were famous. In the 1970s, when I worked for the Sahara Reno in the promotions department, our lounge singer was Colin Ray, way before he became popular. Got to know him. That was great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was here in Reno.
You never know what happened to you.
I know.
Wow.
Penny, thank you so much. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. You too.
All right, take care. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, we're talking concerts here. It's up to you, my friend. Best one, worst one, or first one? You there, Jeff?
Hey, I'm not on mute, am I?
Oh, I hear you.
You aren't now.
Yeah. Hey, first I wanted to thank you for having my son Paul on to promote the volleyball.
Okay. What? When was he on?
About 3 months ago.
Oh. Well, I have no memory, so.
Paul, an interview about the upcoming volleyball match.
Oh, how'd he do?
Yeah, Jeff, I think we've lost you here, unfortunately.
Okay, well, Jeff, give us another try. Anybody else, give us a call, 775-884-9910. Why is it the one thing that can't be improved with all the technology in the world is the cell phone call?
Now, it depends on where you're driving and if your proximity to towers and if you get handed off from one tower to another.
Yeah, but come on. Fix it.
Yeah, right. Congratulations to our ticket winners. I'll give you.
I've just had it up to here with the calls that keep breaking up.
Right.
It's been going on for 15
years.
And
it happens on all the national shows, too, unfortunately. So our ticket winners, our VIP ticket winner is Ben. And then our two packs of day passes, one for Tony, who you already talked to, and one for Penny.
Excellent.
And so they are our ticket winners. And we thank everybody for coming in and giving it a shot. Oh, actually, I think Ben is actually here because you didn't talk to him on air. I'm going to put him in the system really quick so you can talk to him. Here he is.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Ben, so honored to talk to you, my friend. This is John Potter. Good morning. You're on the air, Ben.
Well, doesn't look like it. Okay.
Hey, come on. The guy's eating breakfast. That's what it sounded like.
You're correct. It sounded like.
Yeah. 7758.
Here he is.
Oh, my gosh. Hey,
Ben.
Ben.
Hey,
Ben, one more try.
I'm calling in.
Hey, how are you? Best first worst concert. What you got for us?
Hey, John, super quick. It's great to hear you on the radio. And big fan. Anyways, so when I was a kid, I was with my dad. We were at Pleasant Fairgrounds. And they had a free concert going. And we're walking. And the semis, I remember as a kid seeing these semis, they said Johnny Cash down the side. My dad goes, son, Johnny Cash is playing here tonight? We got to go in here. So we went to the small amphitheater and got to hear Johnny Cash.
And I
remember the trumpets. Dun, 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 dun. It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Was this back when he had the TV show? Remember the TV show?
You know, that was just a little before my time, but I was probably, 10 years old.
Oh. Yeah,
but,
he was like...
It was amazing. The trumpets just sounded larger than life, you know, and Ring of Fire, and it was great. And then that's the first concert I really remember going to, and then, which is hard to beat that. And then probably the best, I'd say, was George Strait. But Midland's going to be out at Crowley Ranch. It's going to be amazing. So
yes,
pretty
absolutely. Yeah. All right, Ben. Thanks for the call and the review. Yeah.
John. Thanks a lot. Great hearing you guys, and I really appreciate the tickets. We're so stoked to go out there, and some friends of ours are talking about maybe camping out there next year if they do it again. So we're stoked. It's going to be like a scout run.
Beauty. All right, Ben. Thank you, my friend.
Have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
I sure will. Oh, my gosh, a guy saw Johnny Cash. He's on my list of acts I could have seen, but I didn't. Oh, that drives me crazy. I was here in the 70s in Reno, and, oh, I'd walk by the showroom all the time. Sammy Davis Jr. is performing with Jerry Lewis, and there were scads, more big names, and I don't know. I guess I thought they'd be there forever. I never went to see a lot of these shows, and it just drives me nuts. But Johnny Cash, folks. He was like country music's Ed Sullivan on his TV show. He'd always start the show with, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash." And then the music would begin. Yep. We're going to Minden, talk to Bud here. Hey, Bud, welcome to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a good one.
Okay, I want to tell you about my best concert.
Good.
It was Sunday, October 18th, 1981.
Wow.
Candlestick Park, the Rolling Stones. There was 135,000 people for that concert. And wow. Jay Giles Band and George Thorogood and the Destroyers were the other two bands.
Hmm. Can't top it. Outstanding.
It was absolutely incredible.
The same Candlestick Park that the Beatles performed in, huh?
Yes.
All right. Yep. Rolling Stones. And they're still playing.
Yes. Mick is unbelievable.
He certainly is. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. 775-884-9910. I just saw, I think it was a year or 2 years ago, the Rolling Stones concert on HBO, I think it was, from London. Did anybody see this? I was almost afraid to see it, considering their ages. You know, some of these rock and roller performers are in their Barry Manilow, not rock and roll, is in his 80s. And so the Rolling Stones, I was kind of like, oh boy, I don't want to see them when I want to see them when they were, you know, great. They're still great. They still had it.
Evans Broadcast Company.
That's me. No, the Rolling Stones just knocked it out of the park in London on this TV show. It kind of reminds me when Red Skelton was let go by CBS. A bunch of people. Walter Cronkite was let go at CBS. Oh, no, he wasn't. Oh, yes, he was. It was company policy that at 65 years old, you retire. And I told the story because I worked with Walter Cronkite in Boston when I worked for CBS Radio. He didn't say this, but we all know that this was the company policy. He had to retire at 65. Okay, Walter, don't worry about it. We'll find you things to do. And they really didn't find him many things to do. So kind of the same story with Red Skelton. He became a little old hat. Although his ratings were still great and everything, they took him off the air. He came to John Esquaga's Nugget, my gosh, 10, 15 years after he had been let go from his TV show, and did a show. I brought my parents to see it at the Nugget. And what this concert taught me is that people, when you're disregarded because of your age, they still got it. And he still had it. My dad was in stitches. Red Skelton didn't miss a beat. Rolling Stones, oh my gosh, how far can they go promoting or performing, rather? Anyway, Ryan's on the phone with Backcountry Festival. We're going to talk with him, but first we got to take a break on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning. Craig, can we take Sandy and Tom? Okay, let's start with Sandy. We'll get to Tom then, and then Ryan. Hey, Sandy from Gardnerville. Welcome to Live and Local. I'm John Potter.
Hi, John. Hey, if you were from the 70s in Reno, so was I, and you'll remember that they had Frank Sinatra and John Denver do a back-to-back concert up at the Harrah's in Lake Tahoe.
Oh,
that
I missed
my
it.
Favorite.
I missed it. I saw Frank three times in Vegas, but his few times in Reno, yeah, I missed it. I missed Liberace, and everybody tells me, oh, you didn't see the best.
It was marvelous. And, you know, I worked at Harrah's in Reno, and the concert that I was speaking of was up at the lake when I was working there in 76. But in 72, right next door, we had Harvey's. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, my gosh,
or
yes.
Not.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you, Sandy. Memories.
All right. Yes, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Sandy. Tom is calling from Carson City. Tom, welcome to Live and Local. We're talking concerts here. I'm John Potter.
Yes, my most memorable was Pink Floyd at the Hollywood Bowl.
How did they do? Because their records are like works of art. How could they have done that live?
It was marvelous. I thought they were like what you call a studio band, and they weren't. They were great at live bands.
And they haven't done many concerts, or did.
No.
No.
That was way back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Oh,
it was on their first concert tour in the U.S.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Were you living there? Where was it, California?
Yeah, I was living in Glendale at the time.
Oh,
I'd just gotten out of college.
Pink Floyd, did you remember your roach clip?
Of course I did.
Hey, we can... Hey, come on, it's legal now. Jeez, I get in trouble in the old days, but hey, might as well tell us. Don, thank you for calling. All right, we're moving on to Ryan. Ryan is the promoter of the Backcountry Festival, which we've been talking about next weekend. Corley Ranch in Carson Valley, barbecue, brews, and live music. What a massive production you are doing, my promoter man. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really good. All right, how's it going planning this big 3-day event for next weekend?
Oh, it's going really good. We're very excited to bring the inaugural Backcountry Festival down to the Corley Ranch next weekend, June 2nd through the 4th. And yeah, we've got headliners Ashley McBride, Midland, Paul Coffin, Haley Witters just won Best New Female Artist on the ACM Awards the other day. Ashley won a Grammy recently. And there's a lot of other really good artists as well. And we're obviously featuring, you know, the barbecue aspect of the festival is going to be really great. And we definitely are putting as much energy and focus into the barbecue and the food as we are.
Back to the music, though. I'm glad you did the highlighters because it would take way too much time. Your lineup is huge. And I guess that's kind of why it's a 3-day thing. What led you guys to come up with this idea of this country festival in Carson Valley?
So I grew up in the Carson Valley and had moved away. I actually spent 10 years up in Reno and then lived up at the lake for the better part of 20 years and have kind of moved around doing different things. But my day job is helping produce large-scale music events. And I owned another festival over in Placerville, California, called Hangtown Music Festival for about 11 years. So we're really well-versed in kind of the music production world. I do a couple free concert series up in Lake Tahoe. One's called Live at Lakeview in South Lake Tahoe that I started 10 years ago with a friend. And I used to do all the sound and talent buying for that one. And I do sound for another one up in the North Shore. So anyways, I've been working in the music world for a long time. And when I moved back to the Carson Valley to raise my daughter, we bought a house. And, you know, it had always kind of been a dream of mine to try to get something going in the Carson Valley because, you know, a lot of things happen up at Harrah's and Harvey's and Mont Blue and Hard Rock and all that at State Line up there in Douglas County. But not a whole heck of a lot happens down here. Actually in the valley, you know, you've got TJ's Corral.
Sure. Yeah.
CVI, but like not a lot goes on. So we're really excited to just bring a 3-day actual, you know, real legitimate music festival to the Carson Valley.
Yeah, nice setting out there. And I'm glad you gave your background. I mean, that's your background, putting on concerts. So you're a professional. This is not going to be another fire festival.
Not at all. We've got a really big, beautiful production coming. The stages, the sound, the lights, everything about it's going to be very top notch. And for anybody who knows the Corley Ranch, it's a very beautiful site with the Eastern Sierra. So where we're going to place the main stage, I mean, you've got 10,000 foot Eastern Sierra views in the background, you know, Job's mm-hmm. Peak, Friel Peak.
Yeah, great setting. Food, of course, barbecue goes with this music. So what's the food set up there?
So the food set up, my business partner, who I think you might have even talked to before, is Eric Pilcher from Moe's Barbecue up in Tahoe City. They've got over 40 Moe's locations around the country, and he settled in Lake Tahoe. Really great guy. Interestingly enough, you know, he met his wife at one of my other festivals that we were doing, and he's settled in Tahoe and been doing great things with the barbecue up there for years. I think they're almost on year 10 or maybe even more of having the barbecue restaurant up there. So he's very tied into the barbecue world. He's a culinary professional. And, yeah, they put out great stuff. I know he's been talking to Big Blue Barbecue, Men Wielding Fire, and others, as well as, you know, other professionals from the Moe's Barbecue organization that are going to come out. We plan on doing, you know, just kind of like at the rib cook-off where they do barbecue tastings. And
well, Ryan, I'll tell you what, I can really hear the passion you have for this event. It sounds outstanding. As we close here, tickets still available, and how do people get them?
Yeah, tickets still available at backcountryfest.com. If there's locals listening in the Minden, Gardnerville, or Carson Valley area, they can get locals discount tickets. We're talking 20% off day tickets at Big Daddy's Bike and Brew. And so, yeah, we're trying. You know, we've got something for everybody, from a single day ticket all the way up to a multi-day pass if they want to come and go camping, all that stuff.
Ryan, thank you so much. It sounds fantastic next weekend. Thank you very much. Folks, that's the end of another Saturday morning show. I'm John Potter. I got to go clean the backyard pond. I'll be back next Saturday, 9 in the morning until noon, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Bye-bye.